JB and Bill, this is a special Friday edition of The Rush Hour on Triple M.
Now, you know, Fat, that there are jobs in this world that are properly shit. Right?
Yes.
What?
Like cleaning your shed, for instance. Like, you know, cleaning your shed's a dump of a job. Getting rid of the weeds. You have to ever have to do any weeding. That's rubbish. Picking up a week's worth of poo from your back lawn, especially at our joint because of the massive
joint
Labrador.
Over in the corner. I tell you what else, Jim, moving furniture.
Yep.
That's a hard job.
So there are some real poxy jobs that you don't want to do around your joint. I have discovered the worst job of the lot.
Oh, all right.
Cleaning a barbecue. So I've got this six burner, you know, normal bloody Matador barbecue. That's Matador. 5 years. No, and that's nothing to do with Matador because it's not their fault. But a 5 year old Matador six burner, you know, with a hood barbecue.
Yeah. Couple of gas tanks.
Fair to say it hasn't received a lot of TLC in its time, Fat.
Well, that's the bit of the problem. Keep going.
So the other night I go to use it. Hasn't been used much in the winter, but now we're getting nicer weather. I take the cover off her. She's got some gas still in the tank.
Yep.
So I started using it the other night, and all the built-up fat under the burners caught fire.
Oh.
The flames were as high as my head. Bill. I'm seriously doing sausages and stuff, and these flames are literally coming up as high as my head. So I thought, it's either going to kill someone, this barbecue, or I better clean it.
That's right.
So I go to Coles, I get the barbecue scrubbing triangle thing. You ever seen one of them?
No.
You could kill a man with them. I'm serious.
Like
it's got steel brush on the end. It's like a triangle of steel brush that you go, you know, on your barbecue with.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, those steel things only embedded themselves in my fingers about 30 times. Anyway, I got some steel wool. I got that scraper thing. I get a bucket full of warm water, dishwashing liquid in it. And I'm thinking at this stage, Fat, I'm thinking 30 minutes, 45 minutes tops. Nice day. Jeez. Let it dry. Job done.
Yep. I would have thought so.
Three hours later, I'm still going.
What do you mean?
Bill, 3 hours later, it's a nightmare. I'm boiling the kettle. I'm trying to break the inch of fat down under the thing underneath. I'm covered in grease. There's literally shit everywhere. I had to get the hose. I had to blast off the paving. It looked like the barbecue had actually exploded.
Tim, they got a fat catcher. It goes into a little tray.
Well, that had broken, and that had bloody come away, so I didn't realise that for a start. Yeah, right. But it's impossible to believe how much crap attaches itself to your barbecue.
Mm. Yeah,
anyway,
you're right.
So 3 hours later, I finally bloody had to go and scrub myself in the shower for half an hour. To top it off, right, my brother rings straight after with that. He goes, what have you been doing? I said, I just spent the last 3 hours cleaning the barbecue. He says, mate, there's a mob Bayside that come to your joint and clean it for you. It costs $100. So I told him to get f***ed. Where was that information, Fat, when I needed it? They turn up, they've got all the gear, they clean your barbecue, costs $100.
Well, worth it. I've never cleaned my barbecue.
It's a nightmare.
I just open it up. You fire it up so it's nice and hot, Jim, and then you just get a bit of oil and your cloth and you wipe it down.
A bit of oil on a barbecue.
Yep. And then I get me cloth, me little paper towel, give it a good rub, and you get some nice taste from last year's fish and last year's chicken. Mate, it's beautiful.
With oil. All I'm saying is this, especially if you live over Jilly and my side of town, but anywhere, I'm sure they exist all over the place. Before you stupidly think you can clean your own barbecue and 3 hours later you're still going, just get on Google and go, barbecue cleaning companies near me, ring them and get them over.
Righto.
Because I'm never doing that job again.
Sucked in.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.